Jay. Matt.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
They are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
Greetings, greetings, and welcome to I'm With Stupid for our It's a Kentucky Derby Mother's Day show. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere 264 miles to my right, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. This is the J-Man, and I am coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas. They are loading the gates with the horses. There goes number 19, Nero, into the gate. The last horse in.
And we're seconds away from the most exciting 2 minutes in all of sports.
Exactly. And they're off. And
looks like a lot of horses.
Big brown
running.
Horse with a little feller on back is up front.
Yeah, and that one with the big... That one with the big nose is coming up pretty quick.
And we, of course, are rooting for Pants on Fire, the official horse of I'm With Stupid, with our favorite jockey of all time, Rosie Naprovnik.
Exactly.
Riding along.
And if Rosie and Pants on Fire do not win, Pants on Fire will become beef jerky. And, of course... sold to the official beef jerky company of I'm Stupid, Jack Links.
Exactly. You know, I had some Jack Links today.
Did you really?
I did. Dollar General had the little Jack Links package with the beef jerky and the cheddar cheese there together.
Was it pretty good?
And it was delicious. They had it right up front, 85-degree day, so the cheese was nice and warm and, you know, kind of melted the way it should be.
I would like that, considering my state of dental health. That cheese would have been perfect for me.
Let's see. Shackelford is in the lead with Comma to the Top, Decisive Moment, and Pants on
Pants
Fire.
Pants on Fire. Uh-oh.
And they're jockeying around here. Pants on Fire seems to be losing ground now. Come on, Rosie. Do some of that ginger ninja stuff and get Pants
That's
on Fire
right.
back up there. And now they're just
this
beating
race.
The hell out of all their horses now. I mean, they're just pounding
right.
on them. And Pants on Fire is done. Completely run out of gas. Oh, God, she's going to finish last.
Oh, my God. She is beef jerky. This race,
and
though,
your winner
is...
Let's go, NBC. How about a little graphic here? Let's go.
Yeah. That would be the brown horse, Jay. The brown horse won.
With the jockey with the red helmet.
Yeah. Wow.
Outstanding.
Still no graphic. That is.
Now, NBC, you know, still a 1960s era television. Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom.
Oh, man.
Well, that's
shout out to Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
All
that
right,
race,
that was exciting.
It was almost as exciting as the chat room is right now, Jay.
Exactly. As everybody is watching the race, they didn't realize they would get such expert coverage right here on I'm With Stupid, though. I think we did a great job.
Oh, more than great. There's a guy in a hat. See, you don't get that color commentary anywhere.
Yeah.
Kids, and, don't try this at home.
In a shocking development, the owners of Animal Kingdom are old, rich, white people.
That is a shock. That doesn't happen every race.
No, no. So, okay, well, there we go. The 100-and-somethingth running of the Kentucky Derby is in the books.
And I'm telling you right now, the replay is nearly as exciting. Oh, yeah. Whew. All right.
And I'll remind everybody on Twitter that we're on live with the instant analysis. And great race.
We actually have a guest in the chat room now.
Well, hello to the guest.
Yes. Hello,
welcome.
Guest 6236.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I thought it was a great race.
It
did
was.
A great job, really. And there's a horse being taken to the ambulance. Now, that's not what you want to see.
No.
I don't know which
probably
one that was.
Probably pants on fire, though.
Probably. That's what happens when you put a woman on the
exactly.
on the horse. Yeah. Now, you know, I was going to go to on Facebook. I decided not to do it because, you know, it's not my style to stir everybody up. But I was going to go to Facebook and say if dogfighting was run by rich white people and you could bet on it in Vegas, would it be as acceptable as horse racing?
I can't believe you restrained yourself.
Well, you know, the night's still young. I could do that here after the show.
Of course you could. We also have just popping in, Average Chick. Hello to Average Chick.
How you doing, huh?
I wonder what she's wearing.
And shout out to Average Chick, because we are going to be talking about Mother's Day here in a few minutes, and she
right.
is a pre-MILF.
She's
right
a
now.
Pre-MILF,
and,
yes she is.
And she posted a picture of Cletus the fetus for everybody on Twitter, and that was the best-looking fetus I think I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, without a question.
Very impressive. And the guest in the room is Kimmy.
Well, hello, Kimmy.
Kimmy. It's been a long time since Kimmy's hung out with us. We've not been at a good time for her, which, by the way, you may have noticed, folks, that we do seem to move around more often than a mafia guy in the witness protection program. Matt, would you like to discuss the reasoning behind that?
Well, I have a boss who, you know, every so often he gets tired of the schedule and he just likes to shake things around, shake things up, keep us on our toes,
uh-huh.
and changes the schedule.
Just trying
and
to kill the show.
That, I think that's what it is because, you know, he used to be on it a couple times and I think he felt he really wasn't wanted all that much.
Oh.
Which is untrue, just not for, you know, 60 minutes at a time.
Ching Chong Chinaman really is better in small doses.
Yes, it is. Kind of like
all
Robitussin.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay, so the... anyway, what were you gonna...
I was going to say that, you know, everyone, their hearts have probably slowed down a little bit. They're already going through post-Derby depression because it's all over until next year. But fortunately, I think we have a little report on something at least as big, if not bigger, and it's another race that was run today.
Absolutely. The first ever I'm With Stupid Celebrity Classic was run at Churchill Downs, and we have the all the tape for it. We can run rebroadcast it here live on digital recording
that
for the
great.
For the folks out there. So let's go ahead and let that rip, Matt.
I'll let it rip and I'll hit the right button.
Hello, America. This is Frank Furlong, and welcome to the first annual running of the I'm With Stupid Celebrity Classic here at Churchill Downs. This is a $1 million race. All the horses are in the gate. And they're off. Hillary Swank is fast out of the gates on the inside rail, followed quickly by Gary Busey and Sarah Jessica Parker, as Camilla Parker Bowles stalks the leaders on the outside. In fifth is Julia Roberts. Right behind her is Tori Spelling, and John Kerry is dithering in last place. On the backstretch, Swank is starting to give ground now as the sprinter is struggling to go the distance. Gary Busey continues to close hard, and John Kerry continues to look ambivalent back in seventh. And down the stretch they come. It's a four-way race. Busey in the lead. SJP and Tori Spelling hanging tough, and Julia Roberts is charging hard. This one's going to be close. At the wire, it's Sarah Jessica Parker by a nose, with Gary Busey taking second and Julia Roberts sneaking in for show. What a great race, folks. You'll be seeing this one on ESPN Classic soon. Well, that's it for the first annual I'm With Stupid Celebrity Classic. Back to Matt Mann and J-Man in the studio.
Holy cow, that was exciting.
That was. And I tell you what, that track announcer needs to lay off the Marlboros for a while.
He kind of sounds like Julie Capri.
He does, a little bit.
I'll tell you what, his color commentary and analysis and play-by-play of the race, trot-by-trot, action was fantastic, better than NBC's, so they could take a little lesson from our folks.
Oh, yeah, way better than NBC. And we're not bitter about NBC going late with that race and messing us up at all.
No.
We're just telling it like it is, folks.
That's right. We adapt and overcome anyway.
Oh, yeah. I did
just
notice
like when,
listening to that.
What's that?
No, go ahead.
I was just saying we adapt and overcome, just like when Keith Olbermann left us.
Yeah, as Keith would do. Left us high and dry.
Yeah.
Didn't even say goodbye. Typical.
Yeah.
But I did notice on the recording of that it sounded like the crowd was booing when Gary Busey came across the line in second place. I don't know what the deal was with that.
I don't know.
Maybe it was Julia Roberts. She's not all that popular. They keep
trying to tell
everyone she is, but, you know, nobody really likes her.
No, but on the upside, and keep it positive, I'm With Stupid congratulates Sarah Jessica Parker for making her run for the noses, and she did a good job.
She did. She trained hard for it, stayed in shape year-round.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, think maybe she's too skinny, but she went the distance.
She did go the distance. I'll tell you what, you know, some of those celebrity names were better than the horses' names in the actual Derby this year. I wasn't too thrilled with those.
Oh, you weren't?
They were kind of bland, I thought.
Yeah. Well, you know, that it's interesting you bring that up because you are a Mac of all trades, and you provide many different services to people. And one of those services is that you actually have a horse race naming business, don't you? That you
Yes, I do. I've been called upon by many people to provide catchy personality-based names for their equines. I have a few examples if you'd like me to, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Let's run through some of those.
I'm kind of humble, but I'll go ahead and do that. first of all, there's a little history. Horse names, they began really, for racehorses anyway, back in the 1800s when Karl Marx, he set up a thoroughbred collective. And they won the Gdansk sweepstakes one year with a horse called Proletariat.
Powerful horse.
Yes, yes. But some of the ones I've come up with over the years for my friends and people who call upon me, there was a nice filly out of Malibu, California. I named her Marky Post Time.
Sexy, long-legged horse.
Oh, very, very nice. Went to high school with a guy, Manny Abramowitz. He came in with some money, and he wanted to go into the Jewish guy, of course. He wanted to go into the horse race field. First horse he had was a nice filly named Gelda My Ear. So she was a short but sturdy. Very good horse. Very good horse. And then he did have one.
Courageous
he had another,
horse, too.
Yeah. Yes. And then he had a horse later, a couple years ago, won the Jerusalem Downs. Nice Jewish horse called You Should Live So Long. Fine-looking animal. Always complained after the race, but fast as hell.
Of course.
And, of course, there's this one guy I know. He hailed from the city of Brotherly Love, and he had a nice female horse, so I suggested he call her Philly Cheesesteak.
Well, that works also as a reminder of what happens if she doesn't perform.
Exactly. And that's funny you mentioned that, too. Because I have a couple culinary-based names I came up with. One was a steed out of Cabo San Lucas. I named him 10 Dozen Burritos. And then his brother and his stablemate I named Tastes Like Chicken. They both... And then there was one horse I just simply named Gary. You probably haven't heard of it. He didn't have a stellar career. Sometimes I think
you got to keep it simple sometimes, right?
That's right. He was a cross-eyed horse. So I also think sometimes the jockey and the horse blend is into one, so perhaps you'd like to have the jockey represent the horse, as it were. One horse I named was Wetback Aboard. So, And then another one was really fast horse, storied actually. His name was Midget on a Mare. So. And then, hopefully, I was thinking about buying a horse myself, Jay. Did I tell you about that?
Oh, you were?
Oh, yeah.
No, huh?
And I thought, out of due respect for my best friend forever, occasional sex partner, Shmoop, she's been good to me. I thought I ought to honor her and name the horse after, her beauty and something that represents her personality. And I've got it narrowed down to two. And maybe the people in the chat room and our listeners could, help me decide which one it should be. So the two are, the first one I came up for Shmoop was Constant Menstrual Syndrome.
Oh, God. What's number two? Are you there? And, okay, so who can be heard? Can you hear me? So I don't hear anything. Fucking BTR. Oh, you can hear me, but you can't hear Matt. Okay, so I guess I'm doing the show by myself now. Since I don't know what happened to Matt, he's still on the switchboard. But nobody seems to be able to hear him. Send him a quick message. Which he won't get because he turns everything off. So what I'm going to do, real quick here, because we only have 9 minutes left, we were also going to talk about Mother's Day, tomorrow being Mother's Day and all, and one of way to celebrate Mother's Day is one of our correspondents, Guy On Your Dick, sat down and did a very, very sweet and thoughtful interview with his mother. And so I'll go ahead and just play that right now, and maybe Matt will be able to call back in while that's running.
Jay, Matt Man, Guy On Your Dick, coming to you from the cozy confines of the On Your Dick family cottage, located on the quiet bucolic outskirts of Amsterdam, and in the spirit of celebrating your day of motherly love in the States, I am sitting here with my mom, Magdalena.
Jay, Matt Man, Magdalena On Your Dick here.
Mommy, I just want to thank you for being my mom for my exciting and incredulous 35 years here on Earth.
Oh, honey, you're welcome. You have made my 45 years on this as a pleasure as well.
Was I an easy pregnancy, Mom? Or was I one of those 36-hour labors where the words of demons ooze from the mouth of you and your birth canal and end up hurting everybody's feelings?
Oh, honey, you are easy, my love. You drop from me like the flower of a tulip drop from its stem during a hot May day neath the Dutch sun.
That's nice to know.
The hard part with me being pregnant with you was that all my mates in Miss Rembrandt's fourth grade class gave me the dickens. Some were downright mean.
Oh, Mummy, the heartbreak you must have felt. The only thing that could have been more painful was when Daddy left you and I when I was but 2.
It was tough, Guy, but I was but 10 and he left you with me with a jug of sangria, a wedge of smoked dedum, and a tin full of smelt.
That's very sad. Why did he leave us, Mummy?
Oh, it wasn't his fault, Guy. The Archbishop of Rotterdam had him transferred to oversee the history department at St. Paul's Seminary and Vocational Repository in Copenhagen.
I knew I hated the Danes for some reason.
Let not your heart be troubled, my son.
Oh, you're the best, Mum.
As you are, my son. Now shut up and give me a kiss.
Jay, Matt Man, happy Mother's Day. And now, back to you guys in the studio.
And I do believe Matt Man is back with us. Is that
Are you there?
Matt Man?
Yes,
oh,
there.
We're here. Okay,
yes.
Well, we just played the very touching interview that Guy On Your Dick did with his mother.
I was moved. It was disturbing, but also quite erotic.
Yes, I didn't really know that they lived in Amsterdam, Kentucky, but that's fascinating.
Yeah, it seems that not only was NBC against us, so was Time Warner.
Apparently they were. So we have about 5 minutes left in the live stream, and so Matt, if you'd like to tell us option number 2... Because that's when it went out, just as before you told us what your second
course
for Snoop.
A buy a racehorse for Schmoop. And I've got it down to two names, and the listeners and people in the chat room can decide. The first one was Constant, you know, this is because I love Schmoop so much and based it on their personality. The first one was Constant Menstrual Syndrome. That'd be a good name. And the second one I came up with was Perpetual Flow.
And which of these two does Schmoop like best?
I think she's leaving it up to the readers or listeners.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Yeah. That silence from her when you gave her the two options meant she was just going to let everyone else decide, right?
Well, you know, maybe if it was based on her actions when she heard this name, a good name for the horse would be Middle Finger Directed at Matt.
That'd be a little tough for the track announcer, though.
Yeah, it would be.
They could just call it Middle Finger.
Mm-hmm.
Or F Matt. And if anybody wants to call in, you have 3 minutes. 661-244-9852 is the number. We can't guarantee that Matt will be here the whole time, but
God, those jerks. Anywho,
Average chick likes Perpetual Flow.
Yeah, I kind of like that one too.
That's a pretty good name.
Yeah. Something else big happening this weekend, Jay.
And that is?
Mother's Day tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I mentioned that when you were off air.
Did you?
Before
we
played the interview with Guy on your dick and his mom.
I guess you would have.
Yeah. But, yes, tomorrow is Mother's Day. And it's, you know, big day. Not here, but in some places.
No.
My mother doesn't really care. She thinks Mother's Day is silly. So it works out pretty good for me.
Well, it makes sense since most of the time she tries to distance herself from you, doesn't she?
That's true. That's probably what it really is. Mom, do you want me to take you out for dinner? No. I don't need to be seen in public with you. It's okay.
People will think you're my son.
Exactly. So, but I will make dinner for her tomorrow. I'm thinking hot dogs.
Oh, that's sweet.
So,
any
you got any big plans
to go along with that? Oh, no. Big plans? No, my mom's dead. So,
okay.
So, you know. Well, I'll tell you what. I will participate in Mother's Day because I have to work at the beer mine tomorrow. So, as all the hot milks come through the drive-through, I'll make sure I give them a good old Mother's Day look down the cleavage.
There you go. Always classy, always thoughtful.
Well, yeah. I want them to know their worth.
Give it a little look and go, not bad. What do you need?
Yeah.
Those are kind of perky. What would you like?
We never even did anything much when my mom was alive because, you know, we had 9 kids. What we did for her was just leave the house, you know. She liked that.
Just a little quiet time is all she ever
mm-hmm.
asked for.
Of course, we had to drag Dad with us because if those two got alone, there'd be number 10. Wouldn't want that.
It would dilute everyone's share of the inheritance a little bit more.
Exactly. Sons of bitches.
Although it would have been easier to divide by 10, you know, nice round number. But.
Yeah, but that's okay. We can do 9 because, like me, everyone in my family is a numbers guy. So we're up on this.
Very true. And we have about 15 seconds on the live stream. So thanks to everybody who hung out with us in the chat room and Average Chick and our guests and Kim A and Dr. Anonymous, who you can hear every Thursday night at 8 a.m. Eastern, right here on this network. Get that shit.